Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the back for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, bringing you the best in money information. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you'd like to get on board. That's 844-729-7469. We'll get to some emails in a little bit as well. You can always email me at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I've been talking about the do-it-yourself investor. And I got thinking about this as I was reading an article entitled Retirement Planning, Estate Planning, and Investing, All Struggles by Hearts and Wallets. And they went in to talk about how individuals are having a difficult time with their estate planning and their retirement planning and so forth. I don't want to get into the stats. I just got thinking that it would be a lot easier if these folks didn't try doing this stuff themselves. Any more than if I wanted to build a deck on my back patio. I remember when I was young, I thought I could do anything. And so I decided to put these slats up on the wall. It's going to be a pretty cool thing. You know, those little thin tongue and groove slats. It was going to go like over a fireplace. And I thought that was really cute. And I was going to, you know, either nail them to the wall, stupid. And then I tried glue. It was a disaster. Because what do I know about carpentry? I mean, seriously. I'm a city slicker, for crying out loud. I've grown up in, you know, either playing sports, going to college and playing sports, teaching for a very short time and coaching football and baseball, and then my own business in financial services, mostly sitting on my duff talking for a living. What in the world do I know about carpentry or automobile? It bugs my wife. But that was where I drilled a hole in my hand. It was when I was doing that. I drilled a hole in my hand and I said, honey, from this point forward, I'm going to go out and make enough money so that I can hire a true professional to do this job right. And it's worked out pretty well. It's worked out pretty well. Doing it yourself, yeah, there's a certain amount of enjoyment that you get out of projects that you do yourself. Like, I like cooking. I'll make the lasagna myself, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of doing that because it's something that I'm passionate about. Folks, if you're not really passionate about learning what you need to learn to be a professional investment advisor or financial planner, don't do it yourself, because it's a lot more sophisticated than even changing a carburetor. Trust me on this one. Joining me on the program in just a bit, we're going to talk to an expert, Gene Pastula, a certified financial planner, who, if you can believe this, spent more time than me in this industry. Now, I was smart enough to get out and retire. He's still doing it. He's older than me, and he's still doing it. We're going to ask him about this, because as I continued to read on, I read Robert Powell, who writes for USA Today and MarketWise, really smart guy. Robert Powell wrote not too long ago, let me see, retirees in stocks, sell now or hold. And I've been talking about that a lot lately. Not that anybody knows you should sell now or hold. I mean, if you went back to January, this article first appeared in January of 2013. There were a couple people that he interviewed said, sell, sell, sell. Well, you might recall that January 2013, things looked dicey, but that was one heck of a good year. And of course, you just saw what happened in 2015, another heck of a good year in many respects. I mean, the S&P did like 10%, the Dow did like 13%. Who's not to like that? You could have got 2% in a 10-year treasury, could have got 10% in the stock market. Who is not to like that? Doing it yourself, however, could cause you to make the wrong moves at the wrong time. And you might do something that's even more damaging than drilling a hole in your hand. One of the things that Powell did bring up in this article that caught my attention in his recommendations was try product allocation. Now, we discuss asset allocation a lot. Small cap, large cap, growth, value, domestic, international, real estate, bonds. Put them all in a mixer, shake them up. There's a diversified portfolio. Reinvest your dividends. Leave it the heck alone. Yeah, if you want to do some rebalancing from time to time, certainly not necessary. Spend from the safe accounts first when you hit retirement. Some basic knowledge that most people can adopt on their own. But where the advisor can really help you is in two areas. The first one is in coaching. Coaching you through withdrawal strategies. Coaching you through tax strategies. Coaching you with product diversification. And that's the second area. Because while your money manager, who spends every waking hour, like these two young guys that were quants that I bumped into at Starbucks yesterday, that were quoting me Sharpe ratios and R-squareds and all this technical stuff that CFAs get all jazzed about. Regular old GUYS and GIRLS don't need to get that jazzed about it. What you need to get jazzed about is a strategy of diversification, which includes product diversification. And that is an area that Gene Pastula is an expert in. And as I went through my notes, and I did this a few seconds ago, but I want to review them once again. When I read this article, Retirement Planning, Estate Planning, and Investing, All Struggles, I said, well, the do-it-yourself investor may be going online and getting the wrong answers or getting the right answer for Jim Stewart, but not the right answer for Ray Lucia, because we have different and competing goals. My goals, I don't know what your goals are because we haven't talked about them, Jim, but my suspicion is they're different than mine. I mean, you guys are really generous. I'm a greedy SO. No, I'm not. I'm just teasing. But you know what I'm saying. For example, people ask me all the time, you know, what's the most important thing for you? This is something when I trained advisors, I said the first question you should always ask your prospective client is, tell me, James, what is the most important thing that you want out of your financial plan? And if someone were to ask me that, you'd think, well, I want a secure retirement income. No, for me, it's legacy. Isn't that weird? Am I weird because what I really want is the legacy for the kids and the grandkids, because I worry about them constantly. I don't know why. Maybe I don't trust my own kids. What do I know? But if someone were to ask me that question, Jim, it would be, I want to leave my mark behind for the kids and the grandkids. Wow. Big difference than I want to be rich and live on the Ponderosa. That might have been what I said 25 years ago. Probably was what I said. But you know, your objectives and goals change as you. What is yours, by the way? What's the most important thing? I've never asked you that question.
Last dime, last breath.
Last dime, last breath, which is the exact opposite of mine. See, that's interesting. And that's cool. I mean, there was a guy that wrote the book years ago. I'm sure you read it. Die Broke. That same kind of a mentality. Nothing wrong with that. There's no right. There's no wrong. What is important to you? And then you can structure your investments and your portfolio and your strategy around what is most important to you. Someone that's they're looking at leaving a legacy is going to be more interested in talking to people like Pastula than someone that wants to spend their last money. Although in your particular situation, Jim, I would assume then that you're more interested in getting the highest guaranteed paycheck you can get out of your portfolio for you and your wife, then after you and Jan are gone, what do you care, right?
Yeah, but the lesson I want to put forward is for my kids to be prepared for retirement, for them to do their own planning.
So have you called a little family meeting around the turkey and said, by the way, if you're expecting anything from me, you're kidding yourselves, you're going to get squat? Have you told them that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so they know?
They know.
All right, see? Now, my kids are way more spoiled than yours because they're just waiting for me to croak. I'm teasing. They're all pretty darn responsible and hardworking kids, but I don't worry so much about them. I worry about the grandkids. Interesting. What is most important for you folks out there listening in radio and TV land? What is the most important financial goal you have, and what have you done to satisfy that goal? We'll be back.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
A recent survey by Hearts and Wallets said that more than half of late career and mid-career respondents said they're having difficulties with retirement planning. A lot of that because they are DIYing it. Of the financial tasks Hart and Wallace listed, estate planning was the only one that a higher percentage said was harder than in 2016. So when we look at this, we see a lot of individuals that are struggling with their investment planning, their retirement planning, their estate planning. For example, 54% of late career respondents and 47% of pre-retirees told Hearts and Wallets they found it difficult or very difficult to choose appropriate investments. And then we go on to advice. And I found this one an interesting nugget. In 2016, only 43% of late career respondents said they paid financial professionals for advice, but 71% sought advice from all kinds of free sources, from mutual fund and brokerage phone reps to employers and family friends, not to mention the media. And that, by the way, was up 8 percentage points from the survey in 2015. So my question is that a good place for people to get their financial information? From the media, we know how honest they are. Joining me on the show, Gene Pastula, certified financial planner. I guess I'm part of the media now, so
well,
I may be dissing
honest
myself.
You are.
Honest Abe, that's what they call me. Thank you for joining me. Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
Same to
you.
Thank you very much.
You happen to be in a tough business. Your business takes a lot of heat, the insurance side. We were talking earlier about product diversification. Now we're finding that 71% of people are trusting a phone rep at Fidelity or their boyfriend, girlfriend, mom or dad, cousin, uncle, friend at the club, or the media for their financial advice. And you got to take guff from that guy on television that says annuities are bad, I hate them, and you're a crook.
I don't even watch him,
whoever
that guy is.
Well, I see him almost every night, and I want to throw a brick.
You got to change the channel, man.
I don't change the channel because those are the shows I like watching. But he comes on a lot. And so I want you to defend that position. I want you to respond to this because as a certified financial planner, you are obliged to do real planning with individuals, put their interests first, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Correct?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm guilty of that to a certain degree of you know, taking it, not taking advice, but seeking information from a whole variety of places, not all of which are, you know, are worthy of attention, you know, like probably the guy on TV, I don't know. But at any rate, so I don't think that's so bad. It depends on, you know, the level of expertise or understanding that you have. And of course, the more you do that, if you're really interested, and that's what, you know, I talk to a lot of our, you know, audience. People call me and you know, want additional information on stuff that we talk about, what have you. And I find that they have a fairly good understanding of at least the broad issues.
Well, they should. I've been training them for 25 well, years. So yeah. They well, started when they were like,
exactly.
You know, 14.
Yeah, exactly. And they read and so that they, you know, then they're able to, or they think they are, some more
but
than
you're
others.
But you're not a rep, I mean, that works at some mutual fund company with 2 years of experience.
No, and I'm not restricted to a set of products that, you know, that need to be sold and all the rest of the stuff. That's very true. And of course, but on the other hand, I can call that rep, and I have some specific things in mind that I have researched and have settled on, and I can ask him or her to get that set up for me or what have you. So it just depends on, I think it depends on the individual. And you were making the comment in the prior segment there about, you know, each person is different. In my business, I take care of or I address the issues that are extremely important for, particularly for pre-planning and retirement, which is having enough to, you know, to carry you through to, you know, to the end of your life without any worry or hassle, or as little worry as hassle as possible, and having enough money to pay for the additional care that you're going to need in the health area, including to long-term care. I talked to an old friend of mine this last week, hadn't talked to him in a couple of years. His wife has Alzheimer's. She has had Alzheimer's now for 12 years. Mm. He goes to the, they've completely bankrupted him. I mean, he has virtually no free cash anymore. So he's got just enough to live on. And so she's in a ward of a memory unit, they call it, whatever. But he goes every day to her and spends about 6 hours with her.
Wow.
Feeds her lunch, helps her get, you know, clean and presentable and what have you, and talks to her. And, you know, he says she doesn't know who I am, but she knows I'm the guy that comes almost every day, and then feeds her some dinner and goes home. And that's his life.
How old a dude is this?
He's 80.
Wow.
80 or 81. At any rate, I says, well, so how's her health other than that? He says, yeah, she's good. She's good for another 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's obviously a one-off situation.
Well,
I mean, it happens.
But I've been experiencing with my father,
own
father,
exactly.
Who, you know, everything, he's a little slow and a little slow mentally, but everything else seems to be pumping out pretty good.
Yeah, so the idea here is that, okay, so if that's an issue that is an issue that everybody has to face, some won't. In fact, many will not. They just simply will not agree that is anything that can happen to them. But when you get around to facing it, you want to do something that you know will work, not that you think with a little bit of luck or the market does well or we get the right president in place or what have you, that's going to be that's going to work. So those are the things. And then, you know, and then what's left over can go to the kids. And in fact, we can set up, you know, plans where we can know specifically. And Jim from the last segment, when he was talking about, I never heard that last dime. What was it? Last dime.
I don't know. He's going to spend it all before he goes.
anyway, you can set up a life insurance policy and specify X dollars for each kid, and then he can spend the rest of it, and they'll still get theirs.
I actually have a buddy in the business that does that very same thing. Let's take a break on this note. I want to come back and talk about that, because when I discussed my own situation and wanting to leave a legacy, it was because I already have the other stuff he's talking about taken care of. Just paid my premiums, by the way. Was it last night or the night before? Don't like paying them like everybody else, but love what they're buying for me. Stick around. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Gene Pastula here on The Ray Lucia Show.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help. I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I'm here with Gene Pastula, the proprietor of SafeMoneyMonitor.com. If you want information on anything from annuities to long-term care to life insurance or any of these sort of off-the-grid products that for him are not off-the-grid, but for most people, let's face it, you hear about annuities and life insurance, I don't want anything to do with those guys. When we discuss product diversification on this program, that's really what we're talking about, because this game is more about being diversified. In particular, when you look at where stocks and bonds are pricing wise right now, it's nice to know that you've got your health care situation taken care of, you've got some safe, you've got some guaranteed money, you've got some guaranteed income, and there's a lot of academic research, Gene, to support the stuff that you actually make available to our viewers and listeners.
Yeah, and you know, you say it like there's it's off the grid. It's off the grid of, as far as the awareness of people, because they're products that are designed to do something specific and provide assurances that it will be done, and that's a that's a different kind of situation, because it makes some complexity. Stock, a mutual fund is, we buy the stocks, and we manage them, and we sell some that aren't any good, and we sell some that are, and make profit, et cetera. And market goes up, you get good and results, and market goes down, not so much. That's it. In insurance contracts and annuity contracts, there's a whole different jargon and a whole, you know, different set of rules and requirements that have to be done to accomplish all of that. That's why you really need a professional. But I tell you what, billions and billions of dollars go into those each year in spite of that, because there are people and there are companies and there are institutions that utilize those for all they can do.
But the guy on television would lead you to believe that all those people that are putting billions and billions of dollars into these insurance products are a bunch of idiots, and they should all send him the money so that he can manage it.
Well, that's right. What he's doing is he knows that's where a huge amount of money is that his prospective clients out there in TV land have their money. And he also knows that they don't totally understand everything about it. So when that's the case, that's what he does. He says, you know, those things are really bad. And in some cases, you know, they don't perform as well as they should, based on the client's desires. And if you can find a situation like that, you can move $250,000 or $500,000 into your pool of managed money.
When I was managing money, I used to compete with this guy on a friendly basis. And I can tell you, his performance sucked during the 2000 crash. I mean, these people are not immune to market crashes, but one's an apple, the other is an orange. And this is what I think we need to get through to people, is it's not an either or, it's what Robert Powell described as having product diversification. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, in fact, I was just gonna say, when you were talking about that his performance sucked, is, you know, What is it? Morningstar has a, you know, the stars for five stars. It's a great fund. Now, I'm not giving advice, all right, so don't come back if it doesn't work. But my thought is, if you're going to buy mutual funds, you go to Morningstar and you look for the funds that in the last couple of years have just crapped out. They have one or two stars, and that's it, because they're ready to do well. And nobody stays on top for year after year after year after year. And what we tend to do is go in there and we look for the five-star funds, and that's what we invest in. Well, that's just the time when everything is going to fall apart for the managers.
By the way, you would lose all respect for me if I didn't have research to support something something you may have just said. Here's what the research shows on that.
Don't tell me I'm wrong.
You are right and wrong. What they have determined is there's no real difference in performance between a three-star fund and a five-star fund.
Okay.
The one stars you can toss out, all right, because they suck even, you know, when the markets turn around.
Right.
But it is true. And in fact, you can play a little game. I think Mark Hulbert wrote about this the other day in the Wall Street Journal or somewhere. I forget where I read it. But if you look at the worst performing Dow stocks from the prior year, you know, from 2015, take the worst ones, look at what they did in 2016, you'll find them at the top of the pack.
Dogs of the Dow.
Kind of the similar dogs of the Dow sort of concept.
Exactly, yeah. So by using the products like we use, I mean, just quickly to give an idea of what we're talking about relative to all the rest of the stuff, is that annuities, for example, to provide retirement income. Jim Stewart can have his, what is it called again? Last breath. Okay. He can make it so that, by taking, let's say 40 or 50% of the money that he's got in his portfolio and assigning that to provide annuity income that will last him the rest of his life, he will generate monthly payments to himself from that would be probably 40% more, 40 to 50% more than he would by using managed funds or anything else.
Systematic withdrawal.
Yeah, in a way that would make sure that they would last as long as he did. What that would do is allow for him to give a lot of money away now to his kids so he could provide that legacy and watch it, you know, what they do with it. That strikes me as funny right there. Maybe want to die first before you give the kids the money. I don't know.
Anyway. By the way, I just found that Hulbert article. And the best stocks for 2017, he says, might be the worst performers. And he talked about Walmart. Mm-hmm. Walmart in 2015 had a loss of 26.6%.
There you go.
But it ended up being like one of the best performers in 2016, up 16.4%.
Sure.
So your case has been made.
Well, it's easier to go up if you've gone down
right,
first,
exactly.
If you're any good at all. Anyway, the idea is to, you know, to set up a portfolio and to be sure to at least understand the option. I don't know, everybody's not going to do it, but to understand that you can take some of the money in your portfolio by using the appropriate annuities and get a lot more income each year, and know that you will never outlast it. I mean, or that it will never, you'll never outlast it. And what that does is it gives you a greater sense of security because you have a greater degree of predictability. And then you can manage the other money in a much different way without having to worry about, you know, who's just been elected or what the Fed is doing or all the rest of the stuff that's going on in the world, because your basic requirements are met.
There's a lot of academic research to support exactly what Mr. Pastula is saying. You've heard me talk about it. Dr. Fowle, for example, has written articles on this that say annuitize a certain percentage of your portfolio, giving you the ability to kick up a notch the aggressiveness in the portfolio, which will do what I want too, which is live comfortably and then leave a legacy behind that's even bigger than I would have left had I done it the old-fashioned way without annuitization. One, we've only got a minute, but I do want you to address your friend's situation because it's very sad that an 80-year-old has to spend 6 hours a day, having gone bankrupt, taking care of his Alzheimer's restricted spouse. Quickly.
And you wanted me to say, that's a bad thing. I mean, it's too bad. Now, he's doing the 6 hours a day out of love.
No, I understand that, but you solved his problem
exactly.
For him. Why didn't you solve the problem for him?
Well, because I didn't know she had Alzheimer's.
Well, you would have had to sell him a policy
a long time ago. Exactly.
listen, folks, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. But you want to learn about this. I just told you, Jeannie and I, we just paid our premiums.
Right.
I did finally get an increase. It was only a couple $100 a year.
Right.
And it was actually made me feel good to write that check to one of those insurance companies that you handle for our long-term care insurance, because we know we've got that risk managed. If you want help with this stuff, go to Gene Pastula's site, safemoneymonitor.com. safemoneymonitor.com. He's got all kinds of free stuff to send you. Stick around for emails next.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Welcome back, folks. The Ray Program. It's time for emails. You know, I'm looking at these emails. Hey, is Pastula still here, boys? He is? Grab him real quick and send him back here. Because I've got this email in from Ted who wants some advice on using a privatized banking system. Hit it, boys, and we'll get Pastula because he might have some interesting thoughts on this. This is a question on life insurance. So while we get him all mic'd up, let me read this. This is Ted. An advisor, Gene, can you hear? Okay, listen in, Gino. An advisor is suggesting that I should create my own privatized banking system by using specially designed life insurance policy contracts. He is suggesting I move my money market fund of about $300,000 into a new whole life policy, and I'm currently 45. My wife and I have two existing whole life policies, and he's also suggesting we move these over as well. What do you think? Here's what I think. I think, number one, if you have two good whole life policies and he wants to move that money, red flags go up. Number two, moving $300,000 into any life insurance policy is probably going to create something called a modified endowment contract and screw up the wonderful tax benefits. But let me bring Mr. Pastula, who is one of the world's experts in this field. Privatized banking system, Gene.
Sounds to me like a hell of a deal.
That would be heck of a deal.
A heck of a deal, yeah. Actually, he's got that already. He's got it in place. He's got a money market account that he can draw money down. So when he goes out and buys a car, he pays cash, and then instead of paying a finance company, he just simply pays back his money market account. You don't have to move it into an insurance contract.
And he doesn't have to borrow the money out in order to do it.
Simply withdraw it, that's right. And now, the life insurance policy, the whole reason for that approach, and there's in the industry it's called bank on yourself, and a lot of salespeople will use it, and it sounds really good, but basically with the life insurance policy you have the ability to grow money in there and without any tax, and remove it without any tax, and then replace it and continue on if everything works for you. Whereas in any other vehicle, he's not going to be able to do that without incurring taxes. I mean, you know, there's no other tax-free vehicle. So from that standpoint, it makes sense. But it only makes sense if you are stable enough in your finances that you know when you set this up that you're gonna want to and you're gonna be in a position to continue it always. He's got $300,000 right now. When he puts that in there, there's going to be fees that are either sitting in there waiting to be charged if he takes any money out, if he withdraws it, or they're going to be charged up front. And those aren't going to be recovered for several years. So, there's nothing wrong with the fact that they have fees. The thing is do they apply, will they apply to you and hurt you? I would say be very, very careful. I mean, this sounds to me like a really good salesman. He can gather this whole life policy, take your money, and he's sitting there on a $400,000 sale, and it's really good. But you've got it right now from the standpoint of banking on yourself or providing your own financing with your own money market account. You don't have to move it.
Gene Pastou, I think he did a pretty darn good job of answering that. I will also, because as you probably know, I spent many years in this industry training people in this field. And the fact is, they take something that's really, really good and they call it something else, like privatized banking system. It's not a private banking system. It's a freaking whole life insurance policy that you can borrow from, that you have to pay interest on. And if you don't pay the interest compounds. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means if you're using it to buy a car in 3 years, it's not going to be all that hot. If you're using it to retire someday and pull money out tax-free when he's 70 years old, then it can make a lot of sense. So, Gene, before you leave, it's a very good product, I'm sure, and the concept works, I'm sure, but it is not a private bank.
And it has to be working in a specific set of circumstances, or it doesn't work at all. And that's the key. These products are really good if they apply specifically to your situation. But if the guy just comes out and says, hey, I got this great idea for you, look at what you can do.
All right, at the risk of this being the Pastoula Show, get the heck out of here, will you? See you, buddy.
All right.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to Sam, the Sham and the Pharaohs. I missed my RMD this year. What do I do? Well, Sam, there is a form that you can fill out basically saying I made a mistake. For whatever reason, they've gotten a lot more lax on this required minimum distribution thing, missing it. If you catch it soon enough. But generally speaking, unless you've got a really good excuse for having missed it, you pay it as soon as you can. Take it, pay your taxes on it. It's going to be a little complex because you're going to get the 1099 in the wrong year. Talk to your accountant about it. But there is a form that you can fill out now with the government to tell them, oh, the broker screwed up. The dog ate my RMD. I don't know. But if they don't approve it, you will pay a 50% penalty tax on the amount you should have taken out last year. I warned everybody, get this stuff done before year end. Okay, really quick. Harry, I read that I can over-contribute to my IRA, earn more, then take out the excess before year end. Is this legal? Well, I guess in a way it's legal as long as before the year ends you take all your money out. When you over contribute to an IRA, there is a 6% penalty tax on that overage. So, but if you get it all out before year end, nobody knows you even did it except the brokerage firm. You're not going to gain anything here, because if you can put $6,000 into an IRA and you put 16 grand in, and you take 10 grand in plus the earnings on that 10 grand, the earnings are still going to be taxable at ordinary income rates. So all you're doing is setting yourself up for, if you screw this up, you're going to pay 6% for every year that there's an overage in that IRA as a penalty. I remember years ago when Roths first came out, people were doing that. I'm going to put $50,000 into a Roth and get the tax-free income. Doesn't work that way. I'm out of time. Thank you for the emails. Thanks to Gene Pestula. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
BizTalk Radio,